M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has declared a state of emergency in California as the state confronts the latest storm system. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
In many parts of Northern California, they are stacking sandbags. Last week, the concern was snow. This week, it's rain and floods. The rain is already coming down, and it's melting snow. That combination is what worries officials.
Flooding is imminent. Please evacuate your residents now.
Residents who are staying are trying their best to get ready.
We have our solar-powered lamps ready.
In some areas, the rains are forecast to continue into next week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Biden is responding to the latest jobs report, which showed more than 300,000 positions were added last month. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president calls it a good jobs report, but investors worry it will lead the Federal Reserve to increase interest rates at a faster clip. The next report on consumer prices is due next Tuesday. Mr. Biden says he hopes it will show inflation to be in solid shape.
I feel confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Asked about budget proposals House Republicans are beginning to offer, Mr. Biden said one GOP plan would result in drastic federal cuts to police, firefighters, and health care.
I don't know. We just have a very different value set.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Sexual assaults are up at military academies nationwide. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that story.
One in five females say they experienced unwanted sexual contact. This report shows an 18% jump in assaults over the previous year. The Navy in particular showed nearly double the number. The student survey found increases in everything from touching to rape at all of the schools.
Suspected drug cartel members in Mexico have handed over five people reportedly involved in the deadly kidnapping last Friday of four Americans. Two Americans and a Mexican woman were killed when gunmen opened fire on the four U.S. citizens in the city of Matamoros. The Americans had come to Mexico for a medical procedure. We're learning more details about yesterday's mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall in Hamburg, Germany. CBS's Holly Williams catches us up.
German officials say the gunman had a sports shooting license to carry the pistol he used. Police also say they'd previously received an anonymous letter warning them that the shooter may have undiagnosed mental health issues.
Eight people were killed in that attack, including the shooter who killed himself.
Hello. Hello. Sorry.
Are you visitors? Prince Edward greeting crowds people in Edinburgh today. He was named the new Duke of Edinburgh. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Ooh, Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let me tell you, man, I'm the one you wanna get when you wanna get the good stuff. She's a goddess.
Good stuff.
She deserves
good stuff. I'm a bee, I'm a hive, I'm all the honey too.
when you want to get, when you want to get the good stuff. She's a goddess. Good stuff. She deserves.
Standing by your side.
Make It Right from their 2022. You can grab that song up at Bandcamp right now. Good stuff before that. I like that surfy punk rock feel to that song. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Good evening, Rocker. How you doing?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Not much, man. Got kind of a special show tonight, Rocker. We got a theme tonight. You know, this past Wednesday was Women's History, or International Women's Day, and March is Women's History Month. So to celebrate that, we're doing all women artists tonight between 6 and 10.
Wow, that's incredible, Jimmy. There are so many. Yeah.
There's
Wisconsin
an exception,
has an
too.
Amazing amount of them.
Oh, absolutely. There's a couple of exceptions, and you'll tell us about that. What's coming up on the show tonight, man?
Tonight, Jimmy, in this hour, we have Forward Craft and Coffee's Chad Walhead. He's going to be here telling us about this really new, cool cafe over on the east side of Madison. And later in the Devil's Lair, Jimmy, Kelsey Miles. She had her farewell show last night live with an audience, but tonight she'll be performing right here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
The timing for Kelsey coming in tonight with doing this female-fronted show is excellent.
It's perfect.
It is. Looking forward to seeing Kelsey. I've got a brand new segment we're launching tonight. It's called the Max Track of the Week. It's where I'm going to pick a really cool track that you haven't heard, hopefully. We're going to play it on the air for you tonight from one of our Wisconsin bands. Rocker, March 7th, 1996. That's a special date for you, brother.
A day that will live in infamy, Jimmy.
Sure will. It's a happy birthday to Maximum Inc.
Maximum Inc. Music Magazine started on March 7th in 1996, and Ministry was on the front cover. It was an interesting issue because it was when the Hotel Washington burned down that week. So one of our first stories was talking about the Hotel Washington. That was a famous club and hotel here in Madison. But even more interesting is that I started Maximum Inc. out of the kind of ashes of Night Sights and Sounds newspaper magazine that people may remember. And I started it with my partner, Black and Tan, Michael Black and Tan, if people know him out there. And one of the interesting things is that we named it Maximum Inc.
Who's Max?
And, well, you know, Maximum Inc., I was known for having the, you know, full-blown, full-color covers. So I was like, it's the maximum amount of ink you can kind of put on a piece of paper. But the Max part was kind of special, Jimmy. And Max was Max Ward, and that was Michael Black and Tan, his brother. And unfortunately, he passed away on March 8th, 1996. So he was kind of the namesake of our magazine, and he lived to see the first issue, and that was pretty special. And we always remember him on this day. And he was a vocal teacher here, Jimmy.
Really?
Voice Box, I believe, was the name of his vocal. And many of the now veteran artists here in the Madison music scene took vocal lessons from him.
That's pretty amazing. We'll talk more about Maximum Inc. later in the show. Let's get on with some music right now, though. Bone Howler's on the way. Mackenzie Moore right now. Brand new music is called Haunted. She's playing at the Burr Oak on Thursday, March 14th with Bone Howler, who we're going to play after this song. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There was a time you could do no wrong, when everything was perfect to me. You gave your heart and I held on, kept it under lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun, couldn't stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on all the leaves you ghost. We used to sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done, still don't know why.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That song is called Oak Tree. Mackenzie Moore before that. They'll be playing at the Burr Oak. It's the CD release party for Bone Holler. Plus, they're moving away. Ellie and the gang from Bone Holler. Well, Ellie is moving away. So go say hi to them and celebrate some new music for Bone Holler. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. We got Chad coming up here from Forward Craft and Coffee. Plus, we got the Max Track of the Week. It's a brand new segment featuring new music. Hopefully you haven't heard yet. That's sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal. Salvatorestomatopies.com. Surfing around for new music. These guys are out of Appleton. It's a duel, actually. This is Before Dawn and called Drowning on Max Inc. Radio. You before I could find you. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music from Appleton, Wisconsin, Before Dawn and Drowning. I don't see any shows on the books for them, but they just posted a really cool video about snowshoeing through Appleton over the weekend. It was pretty cool. Check that out on their Facebook page. Jimmy K and Rocker here with you. Rocker, we're going to launch a brand new segment today called The Max Track of the Week. Is kind of where I'm going to find a brand new piece of music that no one's heard, hopefully, and put it in their ears. And it's kind of unique since it's Maximum Inc.'s birthday. We were just talking about Max. This is his segment. If we can maybe do that for him, I don't know.
Max Tracks, Jimmy. Hey, that's pretty clever.
Max Track of the Week.
Yeah. Who do you have this week?
All right, so I was looking for new music, and I found Slow Pulp. I didn't realize they were from Madison. They kind of share between Madison and Milwaukee. And as I was digging more into Slow Pulp, I really like them. And the lead singer is the daughter of a good friend of ours, Michael Massier, here in Madison.
Just on the Devil's Lair a few weeks ago.
Actually, yeah. So we reached out to Michael, and he sent us a picture of where they were playing tonight.
What tonight, Jimmy.
Midnight over there right now in Europe.
Oh, well, yep. So they were playing in Amsterdam at the Paradiso. And, of course, the Paradiso is a famous club theater over in Amsterdam. I mean, everyone has played there from Prince to, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins to, you know, you name it, Ministry, you know. Everybody.
Yeah.
If you go through Amsterdam, you're going to play at the Paradiso. So Slow Pulp just played the Paradiso tonight, and we're going to play for you.
Yeah, they're going to play one of their songs, actually. This is a brand new. You can get it off their Bandcamp page right now. It's called Cramps. We're celebrating women tonight in the playlist. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
She's talking and she's spinning, and I think I know what I'm missing. There's nothing better. Watch out for Heather. Play out the same scene, bleeding in the mirror sheets. I wanna be out on the concrete. There's nothing better. Keeping it together. Take anything that you want, that you want, that you want. I want everything.
Max Inc. Radio. Max track of the week there was Slow Pulp called Cramps. Pretty cool. Get that track right now up at Bandcamp. Just search for Slow Pulp. Max track of the week sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, your place for glass, gifts, and vape. Shop now at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And a brand new sponsor to the show is Forward Craft and Coffee. We pour it all. Atwood Avenue here in Madison, ForwardCraft.com. And stick around. Chad from Forward Craft and Coffee is here. We'll talk to him about coffee next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Regulators are in search of a buyer this weekend for the failed Silicon Valley Bank. More from CBS's James Inman at the White House.
This follows a bad bet and loss on a bonds. That led to a run on the bank, which caused the second largest bank collapse in American history.
Torrential rains have washed away a major road in California's Santa Cruz County, says KPIX-TV reporter Justin Andrews.
A huge gaping hole here on North Main Street in SoCal. The road gave way, trapping so many people in this community. Crews tell us it'll be about 24 hours before they get these repairs all done.
A wet, wintry mix is heading towards the Midwest, and meteorologist Andrew Lyons at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says it will then continue east.
Southern parts of New England look to probably get some heavy snow out of this system as it goes through at least early to midweek next week.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Ah, the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale.
We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely dirty. Wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, live on the radio from Madison, Wisconsin, 92.7 WMDX, and all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. So happy to have you along. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Rocker, we're going to talk about some coffee, and I'm stoked. I'm going to start talking really fast, Jimmy. Here, man.
Hey, Chad Walhood, he's one of the founders of Forward Craft and Coffee on Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side, and it's a one-stop shop, Jimmy. They serve coffee, tea, cold brews, and plenty of local and regional beers on tap. Forward Craft and Coffee treats every customer with respect, and each employee has a voice. And it's truly forward, Jimmy, and right now with us in the studio is Chad Walhood. Chad, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, it's nice to be with you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Chad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great to be here. This is an amazing studio, so It's great to be on the west side of Madison.
You're in the Devil's.
I'm in the Devil's lair.
Chad, Ford Craft and Coffee is a relatively new cafe in town. And for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little about yourself and your journey from working in radio to becoming a partner in Forward Craft and Coffee.
Yeah, so like most people who've had a radio career, it's been a long and storied ride. But I was in radio in central Wisconsin for a long time. I met my business partner actually, Dan, in college radio. So we had met there. We had met in college radio, and I went off and did some radio in Milwaukee, did some radio here in Madison, and then during COVID, it was right before COVID. He asked me out to lunch, and he sat down. And he's like, "Hey, I'm kicking around this idea for kind of a beer bar that also serves coffee." And he said, "Do you want to be a part of that?" And I said, "I think that's a great idea. Let's do it." COVID happened, which was, you know, a blessing in disguise because it gave us about a 2 years to plan and get our act together.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And once COVID kind of started to clear away, you know, cross our fingers, we decided to pull the trigger and open Ford Craft and Coffee in the Atwood neighborhood. And we found the perfect location right on Atwood and Dunning. Beautiful building with a big rotunda that looks across the street. It's great. I couldn't find a better location.
I imagine that building even opened up possibly because of some COVID related.
I think so a little bit, but we're glad that we could fill the space and bring and be part of that neighborhood because it's such a special part of Madison over there.
You can like see Atwood Fest, Jimmy, from the front window of Forward Craft and Coffee.
Can we make it like a green room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Send the bands over for coffee. So, you know, tell us about your beer.
Absolutely.
You know, you got local, regional, on tap. Is it just any old beer? How do you come up with your beer menus?
Yeah, so that's the brainchild of my business partner, Dan, and he is Mr. Beer. I think Dan went to college and graduated in beer somehow, like a lot of us. No, Dan is a huge craft beer guy, and, you know, he really studies, you know, the craft beer market to see what's hot and what's going to be hot. And we have 20 craft beers on tap. They're always rotating. So,
wow.
Yeah, so they're always rotating. So you might come in there today, you're going to see, you know, 20 different beers. Tomorrow you're going to come in and maybe four or five of those are going to be different, right? So those change out constantly. And he's all, you know, we focus on Madison first. So Madison beers first. Then we do, Wisconsin beers second. And then we try to do Midwest beers third. And then every once in a while, we get kind of a weirdo brand from somewhere else. I think right now we have one from Costa Rica. So.
Is that like the Wish You Were Here beer?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Costa Rica, Brazil. We're always trying to find new stuff. So
that's an amazing concept to marry both beer and coffee together. What an amazing concept. And let's talk about coffee now, espresso and nitro cold brew that's served at Forward Craft Coffee. Talk about the coffee selection.
So with our coffee, we partnered with a local roaster out of Spring Green. Once again, local is kind of how we want to go. We've partnered with a local roaster out of Spring Green, Wisconsin, and they're a group of teachers. They're called Brouhaha Coffee. They're just awesome guys, and they've been great to us. And then we try to kind of turn coffee on its head because we will do coffee takeovers too. So we'll find other roasters and other brands actually in Wisconsin and let them take over our, you know, our dark, light, medium roasts, our drip coffee, they'll take over. And then we'll change our espresso actually to their coffee for the weekends every once in a while. So, you know, you follow us online, follow us on our Twitter and Facebook, our Instagram and Facebook and all the social medias, and you'll see when those things are coming up. But we're always trying to you know, spread the love, if it were. So,
are there any local like coffee festivals, you know, like a beer? There's a lot of craft beer festivals or anything like that, but like coffee or anybody like doing like a podcast with coffee?
Oh man, we should do a podcast.
I know,
we should do a coffee cast, right? Like, no, not that I know. I don't know if there's a podcast.
There is a coffee festival that happens down in Stoughton, I believe.
Okay.
That's probably Ryan in Stoughton. He actually was our provider for our espresso machine, and he is a coffee guru. But, you know, kind of...
Stoughton.
we really tried to, like, break down the walls of kind of some of the pretentiousness that comes with coffee and with craft beer, right? So that's kind of our, you know, open door policy where, you know, it's not just for, you know, beer isn't just for bearded guys with flannel on, and, coffee's not... I know. coffee is not just for, you know, people on MacBooks with glasses, right? Like, it's for everybody, and we're trying to really break down those walls and take the pretentiousness out and take kind of the machismo out of craft beer and say, like, look, you can try anything, you can be here and you can relax, and even if you don't drink, you can be part of you can hang out in our cafe beer shop. So
that's great. Tell me about the phrase, everyone deserves a drink.
You know, I think it stems from the fact, like I just said, that there are communities that are, you know, they're exclusive and not inclusive, right? In both of those worlds. And we want to be inclusive. And so we both, you know, try to facilitate everybody's taste. So we have easy drinking beers. We have, you know, beers that, you know, take a certain palate to enjoy, right? We have coffees that are, you know, very gourmet, but we also have coffees that are super simple, right? So we try to open it up to everybody. And we want our place to be as inclusive as possible and to just be, you know, a part of the community and a part of Madison. And I think, you know, Madison being such a transient area, you know, it's people from all over, right? It's that's what makes Madison so great.
Yeah.
So that's, and that we're just trying to try to welcome everybody, right?
Well, speaking of everybody, now you guys have cribbage leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was in there and I'm like, what, cribbage leagues?
Oh, it's a huge thing, right? Like, it's great. It's my wife is a total cribbage hustler, and she takes me to task all the time. And I'm new to cribbage, and I am I'm getting put in my place a lot from.
So what happens? Like, you're like, okay, we're playing. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm new at cribbage, and this is my wife. Yeah, she doesn't know cribbage either. And then you're like walking out. You're like, man, I lost $200 on cribbage.
Well, it's not. She's a hustler, right? It's not for money, but you can win. The grand prize is a beautiful cribbage board with our Fox logo inlaid on it, and it even has a secret door in it that you can put your cards in or your cribbage pins.
He did quote cards, Jimmy.
I need to learn how to play cribbage again. 3 for 13 or 2 for 7 or something like that. It's all about the math.
I love the inside joke. Like, what part of 15-4, 15-6, 15-10? You don't understand. Yeah. Anyways,
that's amazing.
So when does the tournament start? Do people come and watch it or what?
Yeah, no. It started back on the 18th of January.
Oh, so it's going on. We're in round like two or something.
Oh yeah, we're full into it. But hopefully, I believe it's going to end in a couple weeks. There'll be a champion, but then we will do most likely another cribbage tournament. So it might be an ongoing thing.
Nice.
We would do euchre, but it's too complicated. Evers might show up.
You're in Wisconsin, dude. Euchre isn't complicated. Yeah. Although I don't know how to play euchre.
Right.
No chess here. Cribbage and euchre.
Chad, thank you so much for coming in tonight, telling us about Forward Craft and Coffee, 2166 Atwood Avenue. You're right in the middle of Sassy. I love the Atwood Avenue corridor. You know, it was Maximum Inc.'s birthday rocker, and one of my jobs was to deliver Maximum Inc.'s to the Atwood Corridor.
Yeah.
Sassy. Yep. I love that route.
Well, so. You know, just as a quick aside note, Chad here comes from up in Stevens Point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he used to get his Maximum Inc.'s at the Mission.
Mission Coffee House. And I just have to say, like, both my love of local music and, I mean, it was a huge punk rock venue back in the day. And it was so awesome. And just going to shows there, getting coffee or like a phosphate before I drank coffee when I was still in like junior high. I mean, that was a magical place. And, you know, I hope Forward can just be even half as magical as that. So,
well, Chad, we appreciate your support. Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all. Atwood Avenue, Madison, forwardcraft.com. You have 20 seconds to tell me about Heavy Looks. This is a request by you. They're friends of yours, right?
These are a bunch of people that I was in college radio with at 90 FM up in Stevens Point, yeah. The college radio station. And that's where me and my business partner met, like I said. And I just absolutely love them. So I can't wait to hear them here on Max Inc. Radio.
I love college radio. I love this band, too. Heavy Looks, Shake Me Up. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
me. I'll put my heart in it, so please don't fool me. I'll be your imaginary girl. Maybe in another life we would be for real. We would take ourselves for granted and follow our appeal.
Celebrating women in music in our local music scene tonight. Karen Wheelock there, imaginary girl. Used to do a radio show with her. She's awesome. Jenna Jade now.
It hurts. Thinking how it used to be. All those times I let you in. Knowing you're no good for me. And yeah, I know. We've had some good times. Turns into a fight. And yeah, it's true. I thought about picking you up again. There's an angel on my left, but the one on my right saying, come on baby, just one more night. And so I I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend. I know they say I should go and get some help. Lock you up, put you away, high on that shelf. I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend.
My old friend, Jenna Jane from Wausau, Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Got Eric Reedish from the Baghdad Scuba Review and Groovalicious Love coming up next hour. Double dip of Sexy Esther. Of course, Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair after 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music with Jenny Lupin.
Baby, I saw you laughing across the crowded street, then yes, sidewalk talking with the guys, oh so easy on the eyes, look on over to your right, people all around us, but you're the only one I see, this crowd keeps pushing us together, moving closer now than ever, boy, you're standing next to me. Now you've got me dreaming, take me by the hand and lead me, dancing in the evening, chestnut eyes are all I'm seeing. Can't stop smiling with my reply, and I ask you the same. You say two words, nice, nice. I answer back, it couldn't be better. The band starts playing once again. You lead me by the hand, and you ask me, shall we dance?
Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio. March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.